Welcome to Supernatural Warfare in Our Everyday Lives with me, your host, Shireen Lowe. I believe in divine appointments, so you definitely clicked on this episode for a reason. On this podcast, I will share powerful personal testimonies of how Jesus changed my life. We will expose the knowledge that the enemy do not want us as believers to know, uncover the lies the world wants us to believe, and step into the power that Jesus has given us over our lives and the enemy. I want to share with you a very personal and special testimony of a supernatural encounter I had when I was baptized. But before I go into what happened on that specific day, I want to just tell you and touch on a little bit about who I was before that. So I was the rebel child. Since I was a teenager, I wanted to do life my way. Very impulsive. I would make decisions and I would run like a bull in a china shop, and I would just do what I wanted to do. And at the end of the day, I was the one that ended up with constant disappointment, constant drama, and the frustration. And then it goes into your self-worth. I'm not good enough. Why does the things I do or try always end up being failures? And everything just really just came tumbling down. In my 30s, in my early 30s, I think I started to really turn more towards God and turn more towards guidance, but I wasn't entirely where I should have been until a certain point in my life where I really had a talk in the mirror to myself, and I was like, listen, you've been trying everything. Why don't you give God a chance? And that moment, I think it was a moment of surrender. A moment of, I think when you are such a headstrong and stubborn person, to get to that point, a point of I'm giving over, that is quite a moment in your life. And I remember when that happened, the thought popped up in my head of, why don't you get baptized to really show God that you want to walk with him and you really are committed to your choice to surrender to his purpose for your life. So I remember phoning my father and I asked him to help me arrange a baptism for myself. And I remember he said afterwards he was so shocked, because that was the one thing he never thought that would come out of my mouth. Long story short, we went for the baptism, and this is where I was blessed with another supernatural encounter that makes my love for God even, I think it even cemented it just even more at that point. So when you get baptized, you go under the water three times. You go in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. And I remember the second time I went under the water, the moment I came up, when my face broke the surface of the water, I remember the feeling of a hand touching me in the middle of my chest. It's almost like somebody placed a hand on my chest, open palm. The feeling I got from that was warmth and energy that spread through my entire body at that point. I felt like I was plugged into an energy source, and looking back to it, this must have been the Holy Spirit that put his hand on me and truly blessed me at that moment. There's a scripture that I want to read to you right now, but I was not even aware of the scripture until afterwards, because afterwards I was an emotional mess. If somebody asked me anything about Jesus or any testimony that I had to give, I started crying. I think I was shaken into the core of my being by the power of the Holy Spirit and Jesus. And the scripture I want to read you, and looking back now, that must have been exactly what happened to me when I was baptized. It's in Ezekiel 36 verse 26, and it says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. and you will keep my judgments and do them. Then you shall dwell in the land that I gave your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God, and I will deliver you from all your uncleanness." I mean, how amazing is that? That God can take that heart of stone, that heart that was hurt, the heart that was bruised, the heart that was broken, the disappointed heart, everything, and God can replace it with something beautiful and something new, where He will look after your heart. You just need to put your trust in Him. I think what is amazing is that when you put your life on the altar, and you really mean it when you say, "God, please step in," and you start trusting God's voice, and you start obeying His word, and you start reading the Bible, and things start to change. Things really, truly start to change. Life is not always easy, but it is peaceful, and it is calm, and you feel loved, you feel worthy, you feel accepted. When you truly walk into your godly purpose and where God wants you to be. Looking back, there was definitely a Shireen before and a Shireen after. Truly, the only difference is God. The only difference is listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And that comes with a lot of prayer also, that God can open the doors for you, to open the opportunities for you, but you need to be willing. And even if that purpose that is laid on your life and laid on your path does not align with your idea, you need to still be able to obey and still be able to walk that path, because there's blessings in obedience and blessings in following your purpose for God's kingdom. Thank you for listening. We welcome your feedback, so please don't forget to leave a comment. Sow into the kingdom of God by sharing this episode to those you know might benefit from this message. To find out more about your host, please visit www.shireenlowe.com or reach out on social media, where further discussions are welcomed. Weekly episodes are released, so be sure to check back for the newest releases.